Timur's going through an interesting exercise of deconcentration, which is, I think, a Portuguese word for decentralisation, down to municipal level. So we're working closely with the municipal staff of the Ministry of Agriculture, helping them set up municipal seed systems so that each municipality knows how much seed it needs of these various varieties. And it produces it via three, we've got a couple of main mechanisms, community seed producer groups, and there's 1,300 of those now right across the country, basically three in every village. And they produce enough seed for themselves and store it for the next cropping, and enough to also distribute, barter or sell to their neighbours. The government had been importing about 200 tonnes of maize and corn and rice seed each year. We've now developed a commercial seed industry, and about 60 commercial seed producers now satisfy that demand. So the millions that used to go out of the country to Indonesia or Vietnam now stay in the country. And those CSPs, commercial seed producers, probably the first genuine entrepreneurs in agriculture, and that's the way the country has to move. It's basically an oil-dependent economy at the moment. Almost everything is imported, mostly from Indonesia. And as a result, there's a tendency for agriculture to be seen just as sort of a subsistence lifestyle. None of the youth want to be involved in it. So there's a huge need for the country to move forward on integrated rural development so that it starts to generate wealth from something other than its oil resources.
I know there's multiple benefits from this program, but is it more about developing agriculture or developing social links? Which of the two is greater?
It certainly started as developing agriculture because there's normally a problem with food security, meaning for 3 or 4 months each year, people literally don't have enough to eat. Numerous reasons for that, including huge losses. About 40% of traditional maize stored traditionally is lost each year. Through weevil and rats and other things. So improving storage has been a major element. But first of all, we just changed and improved the varieties. And there was no other inputs. There was no fertilizers, sprays, nothing. It was just varietal change, something that was simple. And we're getting 50% lift in maize production, 130% improvement in sweet potato, 25% in peanut and rice.
Is it having an impact on those figures of starvation, essentially?
It's huge impact. Mm-hmm. With a midterm sort of a impact survey that we did last year, midterm of the third phase, showed that already about 35% of farmers were using improved varieties and intended to keep using them. And we're finding that the commercial seed that's produced, farmers are prepared to pay significant money, like $1.50 US a kilo, because we've established a really credible commercial seed system with all the checks and balances. The commercial seed producers must be registered. They have to apply for a permit as to how much they produce. Their crops are inspected. They must package it up and sell it under their own brand, guaranteed in terms of germination percentage and moisture content and so on. So what was the project name in Teton, Finiba Morris, which means seeds of life, that has now become the brand name of the national seed system. And it's got high credibility. Agricultural stores are now looking for the seeds, and they've been linked up with these commercial producers. And each municipality, as I said, is starting to manage its own municipal seed system to ensure that they have seed security and sovereignty within their own municipal boundaries.
You said that agriculture is purely viewed as a subsistence thing, but are you seeing that as Seeds of Life develops, there's excitement growing around agriculture, especially with younger people and the next generation?
Yeah, that is one of the things we notice, and some of the other programs.
Really,
instance,
is that actually happening? Or it is. It
oh, yeah. The groups, the commercial seed producer groups, are mostly farmers' associations, not formal ones yet, but they're groups of groups, community seed producer groups that came together. Most of those are only 10 or 12 members, and these commercial producers are maybe 20 or 30 members. And they're now making, you know, $10,000, $15,000 a year from commercial seed production. We're helping them. Most of them have started savings and loans associations, and they're now investing. We're seeing that money being turned over in other productive activities.